This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate has started the process of voting for a bill to lift the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, Reuters' Chris Dingham reports.
The bill is now in the Senate, where we begin the process today of passing this legislation as soon as possible.
The deal to avert a catastrophic U.S. default rested with the Senate on Thursday. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would try to fast-track the bill to suspend the debt limit, which passed the House of Representatives late Wednesday. Schumer's counterpart, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, also signaled that he would work for the bill's fast passage.
The bill the House just passed has the potential to cut federal spending by $1.5 trillion.
But it remained to be seen whether any of the other senators in the 100-member body, particularly hardline Republicans angry the bill did not include deeper spending cuts, would use the Senate's arcane rules to try to slow down the bill's passage.
With war in sight, failing to abide by a ceasefire, the White House announced sanctions in Sudan. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The White House says it will levy sanctions against people who it says are, quote, perpetrating the violence in Sudan. The U.S. is imposing visa restrictions on officials from the warring Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, along with leaders from the former Omar al-Bashir regime. On May 4th, President Biden issued an executive order that expanded U.S. authority to respond to the violence and help in the conflict. The U.S. is urging Sudan's warring sides to return to ceasefire talks and make a concerted effort to abide by a lasting truce after peace efforts collapsed yet again. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And for more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is